Hey guys, welcome to motherfucking the second week of 2020.
Are you alive? It's like Y2K out here.
Were we scared like the world was gonna end this time? No,
bitch, we got a crazy ass
whole World War III going on soon.
I mean,
hey, can I tell y'all, we're about to drop tour dates, but you might get your money back if we get, I don't know what's gonna happen.
I mean, we too old to be drafted, so I'm not worried.
Bro, it's abolished in like 73, but okay.
What is?
The draft.
So what does that mean? It's only people in the army that are going?
Yes. It's like
deployed. Oh, yeah. I'm not going to lie. So I called my sister immediately because I took all the jokes to heart because my sister's in the army. But she's in Germany and she's like, we're like not likely to be deployed because we're here in Germany. So luckily the base that she's on, there's a very low risk of her being
deployed. No, them shits are being scary deployed. As fuck. Shout out to especially my gays in the army, dog. So, Saran.
Start off and preface this episode with saying that we respect and thank everyone who is serving this shithole of a country.
There's a guy on Patreon that we had to like delay his merch because he was deployed. I think your name is Sean. Thanks for your service, too. I know Mouse was in the military as well. Like,
yeah, my brother's in the army. My brother and my sister are both in the army. So, like, to see all the jokes, like, and the memes, I was just like, it just touched home for me. So, I guess the jokes are cool when you don't really have to worry about being, you know, sit there. Anyways, guys, welcome to Horrible Decisions. I'm your girl, Mandy B.
I'm Wheezy, and we're just going to quickly tell you what dates we are going to be in your city this week. We are hitting up Detroit on Saturday, the 18th.
Is that how that works? No, girl. I think you're a week behind.
So that's next week, bro.
Yeah, nah. Is it really?
Yes,
no, girl.
It is.
Yeah. Oh, shit. God damn.
I feel like this year's going by fast.
We flying through this month already.
The 18th is next week, bro.
So, yes, Saturday, motherfuckers. See y'all motherfuckers in motherfucking Detroit, baby.
We got four shows in a week. After that, we're going to be in Chicago on the 22nd at the Chicago Improv. And then we have one date of tickets left for the 25th at Sony Hall in New York. Following that, we'll be in Texas on the 28th, Dallas, Texas.
Dallas, Texas, baby.
And then we'll be in Houston on the 23rd. Also, if you guys are in New York this week, and they might be sold out already, I'm hosting the Guys Next Door podcast. I've actually never hosted anything. That'll be a shit show because
you hosted the show in Connecticut. No,
no, they just had me like come and be interviewed. I thought I was gonna host it too.
Oh,
so I was like, okay, like let me figure out what I gotta do. I called Mouse when they hit me. I was like, yo, you know, I never hosted anything before. He was like, yep, you'll be all right. I was like, okay. I take improv classes. It's not going to be a big deal. I already got one joke. I can't wait to get that motherfucker off, too.
Oh, my God.
That's why I haven't fucked each of them yet. Anyway, it's terrible. But, it'll be fun. And they have, like, such a similar, like, vibe to us, like, their audience. So I'm excited. Also, he has a comedian that I will intro as well. So, like, the comedian will open and then they'll come out. But, so I feel like I don't have to be the comedy part.
Make sure you kill that shit. Because a lot of people fuck up comedian intros so easily.
Really?
Yes. The last thing you gotta do for an intro for a comedian is just say their name.
That's Akash, the guy you forgot?
Mad people. Like, you know, they'll say, oh, they're from MTV, blah, 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 and they won't say their name, so they don't have, like, a proper cue to come out. Just make sure you say that person's name.
Look, he done added pressure, bitch.
Just say the person's name.
Just say their name. Bring out the jokester! Shit! That's all I got for you. You know what was awful about hosting this thing? I knew I had to say yes because of all the shit Mouse has done for us. I was like, oh, wow, I can't even really say no. So
I'm excited, too, for those of you who are coming to our Midwest shows and the New York shows. We have previous guests that will be in attendance, special guests that are invited, and the audience specifically in New York will hold a lot of your favorite podcasters. So just come out. It's going to be a good time. The show that we're putting on for you guys and all these shows are really dope, very fun. Also, for the men listening, get your tickets too. Because the women be looking and ready after,
was hella dudes at, was it Boston?
Boston had a lot of guys.
Where do we go where there was a lot of single dudes?
Boston.
Okay, that was Boston.
Yeah, it was Boston. I was like, there's Philly, a lot of men
all
in
the
here.
Single niggas there got fucked, which was kind of crazy.
Yeah, so just men, if you
this
listen to the show, come
selling
out.
Tickets.
Yeah, no, it's not.
But also, I would like to say, shout out to the guy that heard me on Flagrant that came up to me in Boston and was like, yo, you was right. Because I was on Flagrant selling that shit out of our shit. I was like, trust me, you're going to get fucked. I'm not saying I'm sure. I'm just saying everybody gets horny after shows.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to seeing you.
Because Old Bay won't make it. He's going to be at the Sundance Film Festival because he's a hoe and loves a fucking weekend like that.
Yeah, well, I'm hoping I have some guy that I'm dating eventually. But until then, all my hoes are popping up. So I have a hoe coming to the Detroit show, the Chicago show. One is flying into Dallas for my Dallas show. One of my hoes will be in Houston for the Houston show. The only one I don't have a hoe coming to right now is New York, both New York shows.
So that, like, well, he's going to do, I think, Atlanta and New Orleans with me. Because he was like, where do you want me to come? And
by the way, guys. Let me just let you guys know. Probably by the end of this week, if not the top of next week, you guys will be able to get tickets for Atlanta, Charlotte, Orlando, New Orleans, Toronto, LA, and San Francisco.
LA too?
Yes.
Oh.
So March and April shows will be dropped. So you will
March
be able
is
to,
gonna be a bitch.
Yeah. No, March is disgusting. But you'll be able to get your tickets to those seven cities. Right now, we still are waiting for the venue for Vegas. And there are very few rooms left for Mocha Fest, guys. So if you haven't gotten your Mocha Fest tickets yet, we are doing a live show in Jamaica during Mocha Fest. It comes with your party package, so you don't have to buy tickets for Mocha Fest. Use promo code HORRIBLE. That's WHORRIBLE, and you get $50 off your booking.
And you gotta get it now. Because you should, it's Memorial Weekend, like, you got the time off. Just fucking get your tickets now. Because me and Mandy were trying to have friends come, and it was so crazy expensive.
My
and
friend is flying in from London.
If it wasn't like expensive, it was layovers and shit. Yeah. It sucked.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm bringing Venus X might come with me because she's in DR, so it's kind of close. Old Bay was like, "Bitch, I'm not going to that ratchet shit." And I was like, "The fuck you ain't, nigga. You can come for 2 days and go to the Hamptons for Memorial Day weekend, but you are coming to see
he
me.
Very bougie.
Do my horror show.
I can't. This is very bougie."
He's a bougie nigga, but so am I. Because I was acting the same way. I was like, I want my Evian, miss. And
Jesus Christ.
Same energy. Oh, so yeah, what'd you do New Year's?
Shout out to my friend Dora, one of my friends who came with us to Jamaica Hedonism. I went to her house, and that's just because I bought a last-minute flight to Vegas, was going to go to Vegas, but I was going to miss out on... like literally by MQMs for gold status. And I was just like, I don't really care to go all the way to Vegas just to be a girl collection. So I canceled that, went to her house. She rented out the bowling alley in her building. And
I love a house
last
New Year's party.
Minute, she walks in the house at 6:30 and is like, oh, by the way, guys, we don't have food. So literally me and her homegirl Kendra had to cook food for almost 80 fucking people. I cooked the collard greens.
Wait, why didn't she cater?
Because she was supposed to.
Did she know that many people were coming?
Yeah, 40. So she sold 40 tickets. The day of, 40 other tickets got sold. So the amount of people doubled, like literally the day of New Year's.
In a fucking white dog.
And so she catered.
My friend gotta fuck me.
Yeah, she got the wings. She bought wings and she bought fish. But I ended up making two different types of collard greens because I put pork in mine and a lot of motherfuckers don't eat pork. So I made the collard greens.
That's their problem and they can leave
I made two badges. I put the smoked turkey in both, but I didn't put bacon in one. And then we made baked mac and cheese. I bought a cheese platter. We made fucking sausage. We made, like, we literally had to fucking cook food because
like
we have so much
New Year's parties
liquor.
Are the way to go, though. Like,
yeah, it was fun.
Party, excuse me.
I had a great time. I blacked out after 12:30, so I don't really know what else happened. I did wake up in someone's bed, so that wasn't fun, but I blacked out, so there's that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I actually really wanted to drink on New Year's, but didn't. So I went to Tulum with my friends the week before. I feel like Mexico for New Year's is my shit now. Shout out to Josie and Brandon. Met a bunch of new friends. And was wilding the fuck out. Also ran into Ryan from Pose, also known as Damien. I want you to hear this. I want you to get tagged again. Every time we run into each other, we have this drunk you're going to come on horrible decisions talk. No, nigga, you are coming on. So had a great time in Tulum, chilling with everybody. Get to Mexico City. My homegirl gets so sick, she can't go out that night. So I end up going out hanging out with Juan Iwan. It sounded like a law firm. It was not a Mexican law firm. It was just literally two niggas named Juan and Juan. And I danced with them all fucking night in some weird plaza. Never been to Mexico City, so that was cool. But didn't drink because I did a spiritual shit thing.
a spiritual shit thing
on top of the Teotihuacan Pyramid of the Sun. So basically, it's like known as this like sacred ground, and I really wanted to like try to like elevate on a different frequency, and you can't do that when you're like hungover, or, you know. So I didn't drink or anything. I ate very clean. Bro, I got up there and it was so crazy because it was so high up in the air. It's such a big tourist attraction. And I went early. Nobody was there. Like, oh, on wow. the corner that I wanted to meditate. It was crazy packed, but the corner that I wanted, like this entire side of the pyramid, was empty. It was wild. Immediate tears, like when I started. It was weird. I talked to my aunt a little bit up there. And then when I put my hands on the floor, like, I know it sounds nuts, but I could feel it like vibrating a little bit.
You
like,
was...
So I'm you better serious. Have closed the portal.
You know, right? She letting the demons out of shit. Talking about she felt the ground vibrate.
No, I felt
maybe it was an earthquake.
It was like,
there was just one in Puerto Rico.
It was like tingly. I can't explain it, but like my energy was crazy, dog. Like I was all the way up there, and they say that like that shit can happen to you. And I was just meditated for an hour, so like my mind was like completely clear. And it took a long time to get to that space because I'm not a good meditator at home. I'm always thinking, but it was completely fucking easy, bro.
I just sit down like. Legs crossed.
So I did like the pretzel shit for a while, but that kind of hurt. And so yeah. I literally laid on my back for the last 20 minutes. And it was like the sun was beaming on me. And it was just, it was crazy. Like all this shit I was just like figuring out and letting go. It felt so good. But Mexico City's super dope. If you guys never been, it's super artsy. I will say there's a lot of street food. My stomach, I have IBS. It didn't react exactly well. I would love to show you all this, what happened to me. So Alex and I are talking. He's in Miami. We're on FaceTime. We're chilling. And I told him how I ate this food. I was like, dog, I got to hang up. He's like, why? I was like, I think I'm going to shit my pants. He's like, yo, don't shit your pants. Go to the bathroom. Try to go to McDonald's. I couldn't get to a fucking bathroom. What do you mean, A?
No. I was thinking about an inside joke between other people.
So I get to a Walmart. I wait in line of like 50 Mexicans, get to the toilet, and it looks like this.
Yeah, no.
Like basura? Oh, no. Nah.
It's mist?
It's literally water on the floor, like muddy brown water.
Right. Nah,
the
bruh.
Fucking pipe is wrapped in like some kind of fucking cloth.
Yep. Right.
Bruh, it was either that or shit on myself. So, and at that point, I was like, maybe I could shit on
nah,
this.
Nah, bro, don't do that.
So I was like, fuck it, I have to go. Now I'm squatting in this fucking Mexican Walmart. This nigga Alex, I thought I hung up, but it's still in my purse. He's rolling. And I'm like trying to shit. He's like, yo, this is nasty. And I'm like, hang up. Dude, it was so bad. So anyway, I had shit in this Mexican Walmart and it was fucking awful. It was literally the worst experience of my life. I run back to the hotel, this fucking nice ass hotel we're staying at. When I tell you I took an hour and a half shower, I felt like there was other people's shit on me.
Oh.
It was so
yeah, that's gross.
Bad. And then the next day I had the nerve to get more street food. Also,
shit fire, bro.
Huh?
That shit's fire.
It was. Walked into this place. Oh, and I said to the guy downstairs, I was like, I want something that's like really Mexican, not like this other shit. You guys keep showing me gentrified Mexico. I want the real shit. He's like, okay. So he gives me this address. Can't find it on Google, whatever.
You should have got the soup. There's a soup that they put tripe in. And tripe is actually, I think it's intestines. But it's good as fuck.
I've never had that soup.
They only
served like five things. And
my best friend growing
up,
she was Mexican, and so what you do is it's like it's red. I know it's a red soup, and it has like intestine in it, and you literally just soak the tortilla in the intestine in it.
You know
the name of it, right?
Yes, I had it.
Maduro. It's something like it's like Maduro, but it's not Maduro because that's a goddamn
plátano.
But it's like an M word.
It's like an
M word though.
Well, I had a red soup,
but it's a red soup but with intestines in it. That shit kind of fire though.
But also, yo no comprende. So I get to the spot and I was like, "Damn, is this it, bitch?" I walk in, I was.
Menudo, I told you.
Menudo like the band?
Yes, bitch, but it's literally intestine soup, bitch. It's good. Hold on. Menudo, also known as pancita, little gut, or little stomach is it has mole, but it's made with cow stomach, tripe, and a broth with red chili pepper base.
That yes, bitch said it was beef.
You could use, I mean, it is because it's like beef
stomach.
Too.
It's cow stomach, bitch. Oh, that's beef.
God, that shit was a vegan menudo.
That shit is good as fuck, though.
I'm tired of these goddamn vegans.
Yeah, I'm tired of vegans.
You didn't have
too,
no
bitch.
Vegan shit in Mexico, did you?
Hell no.
Oh, I was about to say.
But anyway, menudo, yes, I knew it was something like, see, menudo, menudo, same shit.
Yo,
nigga.
Let's go to a Mexican restaurant. Let's just
let's
do it.
Go
you
to,
do
that? We're going to do it.
Anyway.
But this is really good. So, guys, if you guys haven't, I know it may sound nasty.
Nah, it's fucking fire.
It's actually really, really fucking good.
No, what sounded nasty was hot dog soup. But anyway.
Hot dog soup.
We are not going to do this. First off, it's not soup. It's spaghetti. And shout out to all my Zos, okay? Sac passe, nigga.
Now, to be fair, we were in Boston. I've never seen so many Haitians try to,
so,
like.
So, I didn't know that. They made it that far north. I'm not gonna lie. But I didn't know. I was like, damn, Haitians make it this far north. I just didn't know because Haiti is all the way down, you know, by Florida. And it's not really by Florida. It's connected to Dominican Republic. But I should have known because there's a lot of Dominicans up here. Right. And I was like, shit. So we get in there and this host tried to throw hot dogs, spaghetti under the goddamn bus. And they started, Zoe Pound was deep in Boston. So shout out to the motherfuckers.
The reason
Zoe's.
That I started capping. I
here
mean,
we go. Because we were talking about beans. Here we go.
Mandy claims. I was like, oh, because you're supposed to put like bacon in beans. And she was like, bacon? It's ground beef.
Wait. Okay, so in the South, but in the South, when you like go to a barbecue
right.
and you make baked beans, you put the ground beef in there and it makes like, and she's like, ain't nobody putting no ground beef and no baked beans.
It's
and I'm
bacon,
like, yeah,
dog.
I mean, you could add bacon. Then she said bacon bits. I'm like, bitch, ain't nobody putting
no,
bacon
it's not
bits.
Bacon
in.
Bits.
See, I told
y'all
you that.
Fuck on that, man.
No, bro, you don't put bacon bits.
But
in,
you know what bacon
like
bits
I,
is in comparison in, to like putting small pieces of bacon.
See,
right?
Look, Eden is me, bitch. Eden is me. I told
no,
you,
I
bitch.
I just meant like breaking up the like putting.
Oh yeah,
you
breaking
can,
up the
but
bacon.
You can't
no,
say
but
bacon
bits.
Bits
are
that's a
like
whole brand.
Pre-made.
Yep, told you,
bacon.
Bitch.
Oh yeah, I didn't mean it when I said
oh,
it.
Okay,
I meant like small pieces of bacon. I never heard that.
You never bits? Heard of ground beef and
no, no, no,
baked beans?
No. The thing that y'all are talking about, but bacon bits.
Yeah, look.
It comes in a jar.
Ew.
Yeah,
so
bro.
It's like when you do like, what's
a
it called?
A Cobb salad?
Yeah, or like you do a baked
you
potato.
Get, I didn't
bacon
mean
bits.
That.
Oh. But anyway, so we're not going to debate about food because this is not an episode on aphrodisiacs.
So here's this Mexican place I went into. So bitch, I went in this place and this is fucked up because I know it's their country, but this shit was way too Mexican. The fuck
what is way too Mexican? This is problematic.
Because I went to Puebla.
You're in Mexico saying something is way too Mexican?
Bitch, I go in there, all the menus in Sharpie. I'm like, this might be lit, but there was gatos and shit.
What are gatos?
Cats.
Oh.
I was like, oh my God.
I don't
God.
Know Spanish, goddammit.
This is a lot.
Nah, that wasn't like a shame on you. I'm just, man,
then,
I just said gatos.
There was this old woman making this shit, and I was like, damn, that shit probably gonna be good.
She's gonna be fired.
But they realized I wasn't Mexican and didn't even wanna serve me because they were trying to act like it was someone's house. And I was like, oh my God, this might either be lit or this might be like some fucking shit.
Nah,
it
might have been someone's house too.
It probably would have been
was
yeah.
somebody's house. So I was like, oh, cuánto, like, you know, for my food. Yeah. Bro, my food, I had 3 tacos, the red soup, a Coke, and a tostada. My shit was 70 pesos, which is not even $5.
It's not even, God damn, it's not even how much?
$5. It's, I think, for $4? I don't know what the equivalent is, but anyway, bitch.
That's how it was when I went to Thailand.
Said,
none of my meals were over $3.
I know.
It was $3.71.
I said, damn. Oh, permiso, la cuenta, por favor. And they start laughing. La cuenta is the check. And they
is it?
She looked right at me. She's like, it's the check, Eden. Just so you know. Yo hablo español.
You're only telling the Spanish nigga that La Quinta
no, no,
is
I'm
the
just
check.
Saying it for the listeners. I'm just telling the story this way.
Because I ain't gonna lie, I ain't know what La Quinta
so
means.
So I said La Quinta, por favor. And they looked at me laughing like, bitch, you think we got checks out here, ho? So then all I had was 100 peso. And I was gonna let them keep the change. But then I saw how excited they was about the change. I pulled out another 100 peso. This bitch gave me Tupperware to go, bitch.
Oh, yeah, son.
Yeah, I'm
I
sure.
Guess the intestines.
They take tips very big over there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because, yeah, they do.
Mexicans are dope as fuck, dog. And I experienced a new Mexico in Mexico City with the spiritual cleansing and shit. Like, I got one of those. That shit was beautiful. And I just didn't know how fucking deep and spiritual it was. Like, I just was not ready for it. Also, wow, they love Jesus, like, a lot.
Odie.
They love Jesus. This is the kind of shit I had done. See how, like, she's putting the Palo Santo all over her body and, like, she was, like, saying
I
something.
I don't
really be touching that
I
stuff,
ain't touching
yo.
That. I, you, Why? We might need to sage your ass. You can't just be going to another country letting them put smoke and shit around you. It could be bringing demons into your life.
It's not that you might be bringing bad energy. It's just that you're bringing the energy.
The energy, bitch.
Nah, they had the vibes.
No, it's not a bad thing. It's just, it's the energy.
Well, I ain't doing it. I was looking for a special place, so I went to someone and asked them where I could get it done. Yeah. I hit up Amelia Ortiz. It wasn't her. It was someone else. But they told me about someone that I could find, so I got a dope-ass fucking cleansing, bro. Like,
that's cool.
She, you know, sent some Mexican shit over my body. I'm not saying Spanish shit because I think it was like specific to Mexicans. Saying to me a little
tongue.
Yeah, it was more native. She's saying to me and then like was cracking me like on some chiropractic shit, like my neck, saging me. And then when she was like using the Palo Santo on me, she like lifted my shirt up to get it on my body.
You're gonna need to get your titties redone. Bitch, you don't know what the hell.
Bitch, so hold on. I came home. I'm fucking looking at Obe. I was like, you know, they told me you got another bitch. He was like, get the fuck out of here. I was like, she told me you got another bitch. He was like, yo, that's because you made them feel like that. I was like, yo, niggas ain't shit. He's like, they feeding off your energy. Yo, you must have told her you thought I had another bitch and she confirmed the shit. I was like, niggas is trash. She didn't tell me none of that.
They are.
But I felt like saying it. Anyway, Mexico's dope. We are going to start off right now with our vanilla shit, which shout out to the place that we are from, Florida. Florida man woken up by man who broke into his house and began sucking his toes. Christmas Eve, an intruder was sucking on his toes, according to the unnamed 20-year-old man in Bradenton, Florida, that was sound asleep with the sensation of this toe sucking that snapped him out of his slumber. Police responded to reports of a burglary and were told the bizarre details once they got on the scene. The victim asked the suspect what he was doing and told him that he did not have any money. The suspect told him he was there to suck toes. The man apparently did not appreciate the fact that his toes were unexpectedly lodged in a stranger's mouth, responded with a violent barrage.
Who? Ooh. Look at you not getting...
That brought the toe sucker into a halt and forced the intruder away from the house. The victim proceeded to punch the suspect in the mouth.
So they didn't know each other?
No.
For how long?
He woke up like that.
No, for how long was he punching him? Because I read this article.
Oh, it said he punched him in the mouth to force him out of the backyard. While he was forcing him out, the suspect told him that he had a gun and then attempted to fondle his genital area. The gun was never seen. Apparently, unfazed by the gun threat, the man continued to successfully fight off his attacker, punching him across the face for approximately 30 seconds. After wearing down the toe sucker, the man was able to return his home and call the police. However, the intruder was seemingly unwilling to give up his attack at that point. The intruder then ran back towards the house, punched out the glass at his front window. He then jumped on top of the man's car, stomped on the windshield until it broke, before escaping on foot.
Who the hell is breaking into someone's house to suck their toes?
Now, I would like to say, you guys have heard me talk about drug use. I think drugs are fun, but this is one I don't do because it has to be crack. This is a very cracky. This is a cracky, methy, angel dusty.
I was about to say some acid, meth.
This ain't acid.
No.
People have deep spiritual awakenings on acid.
So maybe he thought he could get some spiritual stuff from some toes, nigga.
I think this is crackish. And I think it's crackish because if you got punched in the face for approximately 30 seconds, and you had the willpower to keep going, that's crack.
So I'm interested to know if that was in the police report and if the crack man said, I got punched. I can't call him a crack man. Oh, crackhead, right? Oops. But he getting punched for 30 seconds. Or did the person say, listen, I was assaulted by being awoken up by this person in my house by sucking my feet. And I punched him for 30 seconds. Who gave the 30 second detail?
OD.
Right?
Nigga. I mean, I feel like it's premeditated.
The toe sucking. That's why I said, did they know each other? Like, you literally just sneak into a house to suck another man's toes?
Because you would have to see those toes the first time. Too,
right? You had to have maybe seen them toes. Maybe he used to walk in sandals. My daddy be wearing these sandals, like these Jamaican sandals that I hate. But maybe he saw the sandals.
Like, you can't see those toes at night.
And this is exactly why I said the foot guy was a creepy motherfucker. Because that nigga came in here when Mandy told that foot story and he was like, fire! Fire! Never forget that reaction. I was sitting across the table like, oh my God.
That's what I'm like. He had to have seen them toes before. You don't just want to put any toes in your mouth. Normally, right. It comes from an arousal for a certain type of toe. So I feel like he saw them toes somewhere, bro.
Okay.
Maybe at Whole Foods or something. I don't know.
And he was like, damn, where that nigga live at? Shit, let me roll up on you.
He just saw them goddamn toes.
Our next segment, hors d'oeuvres, if you haven't heard it yet, is our sex tip that we are serving up for the week. It could be from Mandy, could be from me, could be from Google, which is a lie to most of this fucking shit we do. But this one is from one of our listeners. You can submit them to horribledecisions@gmail.com, along with home mail as well. This one is... I'm a huge fan of the podcast and I'm looking forward to the live show in Charlotte. When I heard about the new segment, I immediately opened my email app to type this out because it's a sex tip I tell everyone about and I think everyone should try. Here it is. Try the combination of stimulating your clit, getting fingered, and having your ass ate at the same time. My man and I tried it recently and let me tell you, it was mind-blowing. I let out the most whatever she said noise.
Is it a cow noise?
She said I sounded like a cow.
Yeah.
I then proceeded to cry and shake and then laugh hysterically. The rest of the day, I couldn't stop smiling. I've never had an orgasm like that. Nothing has even come close. To date, it is one of the most memorable sexual experiences for me, and I want everyone to try it. Now,
I'm trying to think of... So I to just me, had is she, mine. Is she... Okay, but let's break this down. So it's he crazy. Is eating her ass. Is he also... Is she playing with her clit while he's fingering her? Or is there a way for a man...
I think he's fingering her while he eats
it. And then she's rubbing her clit.
Right.
Okay.
That's my assumption.
That's my assumption, too.
But the way I had it done was not from eating. I was getting fucked, rubbing my clit, and I had his fingers up my ass.
Oh, yeah. That's typical.
And it was like...
You can stay putting a little thumb in the butt.
But normally, like, thumb in the butt, I'm never touching the clit at the same time. So it was, like, so much shit going on.
Okay.
I started tearing up.
Like, you just pleasure. An emo hoe, bro. Shut up. Talk about started tearing up.
I was like, damn!
Yeah, no. For a thumb or any finger to be put in my butt, really, while I'm getting fucked. But, yeah. Normally, they're not... Finger me in the butt, playing with my pussy and fucking me. So
if
like
I'm on top, you
have
it's crazy.
To like as a woman, if you're gonna have all of these things being played with, so that you can reach some sort of orgasm, you do have to become involved too. So either by rubbing your own clit or having toys, which I enjoy having.
I was gonna say, does the plug work the same?
And I had a video, well, it's in my phone, but, and I don't remember what episode it was, but I was talking about the last time I fucked, Lawyer Bay, which was last year. We in a new year now, I could say last year. But last year when we fucked, I used my dildo. So he put the dildo in my ass while he was fucking me. And that to me was a different feeling than a finger because it was bigger. Like I felt like
DP, dog, you're ready.
It was, I talked about the DP, but he could feel the toy in my ass on his dick while he was inside of me. So it was also like a good, it was cool for him too.
This nigga said he could feel his finger.
He liked it. I didn't know it was that, like, I guess the lining is that thin, but yeah.
One ever like broke it? You know what I'm saying?
There's,
like,
nah, yeah, bro.
The lining between like when you have the fingers in the pussy or finger in the asshole?
Yeah.
It's just mad thin.
Where the fuck did you just... Are you high right now?
Nah, I'm
nigga, we know it's thin. That's what we just said. He's like, yo, you mean the lining between the ass and the pussy? It's bad thin. Duh, nigga. Okay, camera guy Benson with the knowledge drops. Duh.
Okay, wait. We should have asked that question when Dr. What was her name?
Christina, which you guys haven't listened to that episode yet, but we have a doctor coming in. Shout out to Dr. Christina, and we talk about
it was sex injury. So
here I go, drunk that coffee. My acid reflux is fucking me up right now. I'm out of Pepcid. I be feeling so old now, having to take fucking Tums and shit. Goddamn, could I get some more water? Yeah, thank you.
Pepcid.
It's for acid reflux.
Oh, I thought that was Tums.
Tums too. That's the chewable. Pepcid is like the pill.
Pepcid is like the real shit.
That shit, it will work immediately. But I'm out of it, and so I didn't take it this morning.
Is it like prescription?
No, it's over the counter. It's
speaking of prescriptions, every time I go to Mexico, a bitch reads up.
You do. You just said that.
I got so much shit. I was like, you know what? Fuck. I'll take the Ambien. Let's do a little Xanax. Yo, I looked like a Caucasian woman in that store. I was like,
did you stock up on Plan B?
No, I don't need Plan B.
Maybe I'm not that. I'd be buying. But that should be on the low in Mexico.
What? And I wouldn't. Yeah,
I mean, I see.
In 2020, my goal is not to have to take a plan.
I will tell you this. That's the goal. So I don't do any like cream pie type shit during ovulation. And two, levonestrinol, whatever it's called, like that active ingredient that's in Plan B, it's like taking 4 birth control pills. And oof. I've just done that.
I'm dead.
Back in the day. I mean, recently, have I done it? No. The last time I took Plan B was Mardi Gras weekend. That's right. Anyway, this one, I want to say for the record, you know, I was on Twitter the other day and I was talking about how niggas ain't shit. I love fucking them. But also, like, I really want to get out of this, like, hating men thing. Like, I hate so much that feminism is connected with the hatred of men because the two just don't tie in together. And I think that, you know, with a new year upon us, a lot of us need to let, as much as we can, a lot of our hate for people, period, go. We have all had a bitch, and I'm speaking to women, a bitch in our lives that used to be a friend, that's done something dirty to us, that's made us feel terrible, whatever the case may be. Like, bitches ain't shit either. People are trash. Let's just start using that verbiage as a whole. Niggas ain't shit is like fun to say. And I feel like I'm prefacing this because this conversation is about gaslighting. And I know it may sound like a lot of hatred, but people can gaslight. You know what I mean? Like, it's not just men. I honestly think I may have gaslighted hospital dick and didn't know.
As far as what? Explain.
Making him feel like something was going to happen that wasn't. And I didn't really realize it until, yeah, I was like reading this article. Like, people can gaslight when they want to keep you in their lives, but they don't know like where to place you, or they just want to hold on to something without giving you the commitment that you deserve. And yeah, I just want to say for the record, I don't hate men. I don't think men are trash. But I think we need to unlearn a lot of the ways that we've been treating people. And this gaslighting thing is something that we should all be aware that we shouldn't do to others. And it does generally happen more to women from men. So I know that that's where this conversation may seem like it's going. But to my men listeners and to the ones that are part of our whore hive and that love us, don't take this shit so personal, nigga. Get out your feelings.
I mean, you're acting like a little hoe. It's weird because not that, and I think maybe I'm just overly blunt with where I put people, but I also compartmentalize where someone stands in my life. But not that I've gaslighted, but I do feel like I've dealt with a guy and I didn't know where to put him in my life. So there was maybe
that could be it,
signals
yeah.
of me giving him maybe that he took that it was going to go somewhere that I necessarily didn't want it to go, even though I didn't want to communicate. I didn't know how to communicate where I wanted it to go at all, if that makes sense. Like, so I think that in terms of saying something is gaslighting or someone leading you on, I think that it's also fair to say that sometimes we don't know
when we're gaslighting.
This
is why I really like these terms, because I agree. I didn't know I was gaslighting. But when I thought about it, you know, I had a conversation with him where he was like, this is why I didn't want to do certain things with you. Or I didn't want to, like, you know, you making me call you, I can't call you fam anymore. And I'm like, yeah, because I don't get talked to by men that way. But in his eyes, it was like, oh, you want me to call you babe instead of fam? This is the thing. So gaslighting by this definition is a form of manipulation that occurs in abusive relationships. It's insidious, sometimes covert, type of emotional abuse where the bully or abuser makes the target question their judgments and reality. Ultimately, the victim of gaslighting starts to wonder if they're going crazy. Now, I have never used such a deep definition for gaslighting. I thought gaslighting was more leading on, but I kind of understand how, you know, that works. So I'm reading an article from verywellfamily.com. It says, what are the tactics used in gaslighting? It's a technique that undermines your entire perception of reality. When someone's gaslighting you, they often make you second guess yourself, your memories, your perceptions. Most of the time, after communicating with the person that gaslighted you, you feel dazed, confused, and wondering what's wrong with you. Now, so I hate men, but niggas be doing this shit.
Nah, they do. But I think it's also, again, where we as women are the same, to where sometimes we don't know where we want to put a guy. I think we also jump into our emotions quicker than men and want to have a title quicker than men, which is why sometimes we may be feeling like we're getting led on, when in reality, I think men are more of commitment phobes than we are.
Yeah.
So I get the idea that maybe we may feel led on by them more so, but I think it's because we desire commitment quicker than men do.
I heard Oprah say this once and I really loved it. And it's funny because this came up in a conversation I had with Obe. Oprah said, or she said, or someone she interviewed on Super Soul said, when someone shows you who they are, the first time, you have to listen to them. If they're telling you something the first time, you have to listen to them. I.e., we've had a few conversations on this podcast. No. Like when we talk about he's telling you doesn't want a relationship, understand him.
Right.
Even if he's not saying those words because that's gaslighting.
Right.
Even if he's not saying I don't want it, if he's showing you that he doesn't want it, bitch, it's a no.
Right.
You know, I think that like over time, if I've learned, and this is how situationships happen. Are you looking for a girlfriend? No, what happens, happens.
I ain't buying that no more. It's 2020. I am being very upfront with what I'm looking for. And so, like, that's why Aries, which may or may not had much of an airtime on here, Aries is already cut off. And wow. So is PhD. Yeah, Aries is out. Oh, I didn't listen. So, this is something that I'm probably going to deal with in therapy, which. Is I am very quick to cut a motherfucker off. As much as I also linger and keep niggas around forever, right. As soon as I feel like, okay, you're not going to serve the purpose that I want you for, my nigga, you can go. And
cutting cords is good, though.
So, yeah, when it came to Aries, I was just seeing red flags in what he was saying and what he was showing. So when you tell someone, I really want consistency and communication, but you're not consistent and your communication is ass, you know what? I'm not going to be dealing with this. And then
I feel like that's projecting from like the last person you dated.
So no, the last person was PhD.
No, him. Like if someone is like, oh, I need this, this, and this. It's because you didn't have that the last time you were in a relationship. Doesn't mean you're ready for it now, but doesn't mean you ain't fucking have it when you were with somebody.
I mean, I just know, like, and I talked about Nebraska on the show before. I really liked Nebraska. He was somebody who, on paper, I really, really liked.
Didn't he have a girlfriend?
He broke up with her, bitch. Then we was really talking. But I was going to be girlfriend number two one time. He was willing to have an open relationship. But she lived with him. And I was like, bitch, if she living rent free, you going to have to pay my rent in New York. So we ain't really, that was the problem with that situation. But he ended up breaking up with her, sent her ass back to Singapore. And then when we really started talking.
What?
Yeah, she was here from Singapore. I met him when I was studying abroad in Singapore.
I wish a nigga would.
Anyways, sent her back home to her country. And then we was really talking, but his communication was awful.
How did you get deported in a breakup?
Don't do that. She wasn't deported. She just
basically
wasn't gonna stay in America.
Then we over you done.
Yeah, go back home. And so
damn, when that's what 90 Day Fiance.
So when we started talking, because he sent her back, his communication was just really poor. And to me, I'm okay with considering long distance. I'm okay with dating somebody. You know what's crazy? I was really considering dating a nigga who lived in Portland over dating a nigga in Brooklyn. That's how bad. Like, listen, I guess I wanted my miles instead.
No, but I feel like
I need communication. I need communication. And that's the thing with PhD. He communicated that he had a really bad 7-year relationship. And so although we were vibing really good, he also was scaring me, letting me know he doesn't know when he's going to be ready to jump into another relationship. And to me, I wasn't willing to invest the time or money or emotions into someone who is telling me up front he doesn't necessarily know if he's ready for another relationship.
No, so I think that was a good call, though.
Glad I got that insurance on that flight home.
You know what I wanted to ask you? I talked to a girl I know who recently started a OnlyFans for panties. Like,
right.
No face.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, bruh, like when I tell niggas, like they act crazy. And I was curious to know what men have said to you since you started an OnlyFans for feet.
They have no problem. Like, they laugh.
She's
like,
also a dental surgeon.
Yeah,
so
they're literally like, just your feet? I say, yeah. So I will say, since starting the OnlyFans and posting more of my feet on social media, I do see how many people want to meet up for foot jobs. And I'm just like, that's not a thing. I'm not meeting up with people. But also,
I was going to say, how much?
No, there is no amount. Like,
no, not for you. I mean, I'm saying like, what was the offer?
I'm not asking. What's your price for a foot job to a stranger?
Okay, not like a cute Instagram guy?
No, it's a stranger who's paying for a foot job. What are you doing a foot job for?
You got to leverage your blue check, dog.
No, bro. I am asking you. My blue check doesn't matter. It's just
I mean, you know, I'm a new internet person. If I'm like,
in the game and you got used to being straight stunting, you could really leverage your feet.
What's your price right now?
I wasn't straight stunting, first off. Calm down. Are you laughing? I was in straight stunting. Actually, two issues of straight stunting. Yes, I was.
That's 2009.
I know it's a gel mag, which is why my boyfriend at the time, he was just like, he didn't like me being a straight stunting because he knew that the magazine got sent to jails. He's from Staten Island, which, mind you, I thought he was from New York. I didn't know how lame Staten Island was until I moved up here. I've been here 7 years and never went to Staten Island. I was like, damn, I thought I was dating a real New York nigga. You from Staten Island? Ugh. Anyway, so when he found out that I was in straight stunting, we had a huge like argument about it because he was like, yo, you know where this magazine go, yo?
Yo, what does he do, like, for his community?
My niggas in the pen, like, my niggas in the pen, I don't need them jacking off to you, yo. Like, he did not like that I was in straight stunting. So what's crazy is, yeah, me being in a magazine got more of an outrage than me saying I now sell pictures of my feet on OnlyFans.
Yeah, but you were younger then. And also,
I think, was younger then, yeah.
I think, Shorty's point, so she's a dental surgeon and really likes doing this. She's like, I feel like this is like the one thing I could do that's like bad. It makes me feel good and it's a little extra cash. So she has 700 people.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
So, but you are receiving.
But no but, face,
but
bro.
You're receiving, like, something tangible. Like, on me, because I'm not offering foot jobs.
No.
You said panties. She's sending panties, right?
I didn't explain. I really want us to interview her, but she, like, soils her panties and, like, wrings them out and, like, shows what's inside of them, like, on videos.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's
it's
a
like,
lot.
Discharge, whatever. Yeah, niggas like that shit. Especially like ovulation week, she's like, nigga, I be lit.
That is crazy.
So she was saying to me, like, when I tell guys about this, they freak out. I was like, I wonder if that's happening to Mandy. But then I thought to myself, like,
it's,
well,
it's not.
You also have a sex podcast.
Yeah. So what's crazy is even
if
Aries.
You meet a bitch, you're like, look at this little dentist bitch. And nah, she's like, nah, I'm selling penis.
It's funny because me and Aries were talking on the phone before he got cut off, clearly. And he actually said that it's one of his, I guess, fantasies. He wanted to create an OnlyFans or whatever type of online service where him and his next girlfriend have sex on camera for other people to watch. And so I told him, I was like, well, I have tattoos. I wouldn't be willing to do that. I said, Lawyer Bay wanted to do that. And we came up with the conclusion that if we do it, we have to be dressed in superhero costumes. So he was like, yo, I'm down with that. So we literally talked already about possibly doing it, but we don't talk anymore. But I would be down to...
I told you, my vibe is chat roulette.
I would be down to creating a page with a lover and doing that, but without my tattoos showing. Because clearly we see tattoos tell on you. Shout out to ASAP Rocky.
The thing that sucks, though, is like you can't be a personality and do it because people then... Like I thought the other day, I took this nude, right? And I was like, yo, I was high as fuck. I was like, my iCloud got hacked. I don't use iCloud. I only back up to my computer. Well, people know it's me because there's no tattoos in it. And I'm like, look at the fucking background. Like, there's photos of my face with the same background. Like, you can't be someone that people know and then have a nude leak. They all put them shits together. Did you see what happened with Lori Harvey in Future?
What happened?
Lori Harvey went to Nigeria.
They had...
Took a picture in the mirror.
And his shoes were in the back. His shoes was in the back.
You can never be a hoe.
I done went down on the seat.
Why does that always happen to you?
I don't know, because I be playing with my damn feet.
Back to gaslighting. So here are the 15 signs. I don't know if I'm going to go through all 15. Probably not. But I like these. First one. Lie to you. People who engage in gaslighting are habitual and pathological liars. They'll
That's
blatantly...
most men. Manipulation.
Oh, God, stop.
I'm sorry. Men do be lying just to get the pussy.
Lying is the cornerstone of behavior. And even when you know they're lying, they can be very convincing. Two, they'll discredit you to others. They may pretend to be worried about your behavior while subtly telling people that you seem a little unemotionally stable. I've definitely had a nigga do that to me. Like, yo, she be da-da-da-da-da.
Or that, to me, reads when a nigga be like, why are you tripping? And it's like, I'm not tripping. Yep. I'm just asking you a question.
Absolutely.
Don't say I'm tripping. I hate
and
that shit.
And it says, the gaslighter may lie to you and tell you that other people think you're crazy. Keep in mind, though, they may never say a bad thing about you. It's that they will make every attempt to think that you are losing it.
Man, fuck out of
here. Deflect the topic at hand. When you ask a gaslighter a question, you call them out for something they did, they may change the subject by asking a question instead
of
responding.
Nah, bro, you know what niggas do? And this is what, and maybe it's just athletes, I don't know, but niggas, fuck I'll be texting a motherfucker and letting him know everything that I think. It is all right there, whether it's through a text or on the phone. And you know what irks me more than anything? When a nigga responds, huh? Sir, I spoke English. It's not in any other language. You can reread it as many times as you want because it's right there in text message. And you respond with, huh? Do I need to repeat? And I don't want to repeat myself. So then saying, huh? as a response to me opening my heart is probably the worst thing a nigga can do.
This and they do it a lot. Said, maybe it's athletes.
No, literally, athletes be doing that shit. They be like, huh? Nah, nigga, you're not dumb. I mean, you might be, but you're not that dumb. So, okay.
Dumb enough.
They dumb.
They next. Play football?
No, I don't deal with them.
You're losing a look?
CT. Mm-mm, nope.
Minimize your thoughts and feelings.
Okay.
By minimizing your thoughts and feelings, they're able to gain power. Ooh. Saying statements like, calm down. You're overreacting. This one I love.
That's it.
Why are you tripping? So sensitive?
Oh, nah, bruh. See, this is triggering me.
Bitch, it's triggering. You say that to me all the time.
Do I? Yes. You are, but you're sensitive.
So?
So I'm a nigga now. Actually, I've been told that too.
Shift blame to you. Blame shifting is a common tactic. Every discussion you have is somehow twisted to where you are to blame for something that occurred. Even when you try to discuss your behavior and how their behavior and how it makes you feel, they're able to twist it and end up blaming you. In other words, they manipulate the situation in such a way that you end up believing that you're the cause for their bad behavior.
Mm.
Deny any wrongdoing. Read that so people don't talk shit about me eating.
Bullies and abusers are notorious for denying what they did, that they did anything wrong. They do this in order to avoid taking responsibility for their poor choices, but it also leaves the victim of gaslighting confused and frustrated because there is no acknowledgement of the pain they have caused. This also makes it very hard for the victim to move on or to heal from the bullying or abusiveness. Damn, this sounds like our therapy episode. they use
compassion. Let me see, who wrote this goddamn?
I mean, bitch, me. I'm the gaslight now. Use compassionate words as a weapon. Okay, so sometimes when called out or questioned, a gaslighter will use kind and loving words to try to smooth over the situation. I think that's what, like, when they know they're wrong, they're like, baby, don't, like, the baby words, maybe? Nope. In other words, they might say something like, oh, you know how much I love you. I would never hurt you on purpose. These words and apology are what you want to hear, but they are not authentic.
You know
especially
what?
If the same behavior
is... I said, I don't hate niggas. I do!
I mean,
God damn it.
I will say that reading these things and having experienced these let you know in reality, we cannot choose our sexuality because I still be wanting to deal with niggas and this is them and it's toxic and it's okay because I can't stop dealing with them.
The only thing is I won't go off about how much, like I might call my homegirl and do it, but like I'm not going to publicly say I hate niggas because I still fuck them. But I feel like if you're one of those people, look, I eat pussy all the time. And it's lovely. I feel like if you really feel like men are a cause to your trauma, to your fucking well-being, you gotta cut them niggas off for a little bit until you can heal from it. Because what's happening is you do have to, if men are
just find another, like find
there's
one
a book, How to Date Men When You Hate Men. And when you really are in a space where like all men have done, I was that person when I left my first boyfriend. I would date somebody and project all my shit onto them from the last person.
But I think that has more to do, but that's someone that needs to deal with their trauma and their feelings and how they.
Yeah, don't date any fucking body.
Just don't, so it's not to get away, like, just don't date anybody.
I'm a bisexual person. If men are making me angry, I doubt that I'm gonna fucking take that onto a woman. My point is, if men have gotten you to that fucking place, do not date men in that space.
It's weird. I also, but I've been in that space and me dating a woman doesn't resolve that. It doesn't.
I'm not saying it resolves but I think you need to cut niggas off
for
a little
bit.
But
to me, when
you
date somebody, but when you date somebody, I think the way you respond to things in dating in general can happen from a man or a woman.
Yeah, but you cannot date while you're not healed from something it's just going to fuck you up. If you're a person, I'm not talking about like you've been heartbroken or whatever. I'm talking about if you're a person that thinks that men have fucked you over like that. And when you start seeing someone else, all you do is talk to them like that. Bro, I'm dating Old Bay right now. And there are certain things I say that he thinks are sarcasm because he's used to a bitch talking down to him that way.
Right.
If I'm like, did you fuck a bitch last night? He gets nervous. He's like, he doesn't know how to react.
Because he did.
And he's like, I don't know, why do you think that? I'm like, yo, I want to know. Tell me and let's talk about it. Have a good time talking about it. And like, we had to get to that point.
Right.
Like, if I know he's like, he almost thinks that like, I have this other face to me that I'm going to let out and just stop being cool. And I think a lot of times it's because we've given this idea that like, I don't know, that like rebounding and jumping into shit will get you over the last one, but it'll just bring out the other problems. And men do the same thing too. If I hang out, I mean, not particularly with the man I'm dating now, but I've hung out with my homeboys before, and if a nigga had a girl that used to fuck their friends or they ended up with a friend after them, they're gonna think I'm fucking my friends. And it's like, don't bring your baggage onto me. And I really don't want anybody, any of our listeners, you know, we've had people on that have talked about how to heal from relationships and breakups and shit like that. Just don't bring your fucking bullshit onto the next one. Yes, we all learn stuff from relationships. Bring that knowledge. Know the signs of shit. But don't just beat somebody down.
Right.
Like, because I don't think that men deserve that. I've met really good men in my life, and they don't deserve that shit. I've also met fuck niggas. And I know one when I see one, bitch.
I know now, too.
I know the polls on
That's
Instagram.
That's why Aries is cut off. Because I was just like, nope, this isn't going to work. Sure not. Sucks. Next. So, you want to get into the home mail before we get up out of hell?
Yeah, for our patrons, we will add that link in there. Again, if you want to check it out, it's on verywellfamily.com, 15 signs.
And there's actually also 15 signs of a... to know that you're a victim of gaslighting. So yeah, we'll put that link on Patreon.
Oh,
and
my
I'll
God.
Also include, I'll include that link in the description to
Can
this
you just
episode
imagine
as well.
Like going through a list and being like, oh, it's me. I'm looking for this home mail. It was a good one. It was about a woman that wants to become a dom at 40. Unfortunately, she wrote us over the holiday and a lot of y'all emailed us. I'm looking, I'm not prepared. Mandy should do the outlines. Here we go. I'm 40 and I want to be a dominatrix. Am I tripping? Hello, ladies. My name is Nicole and I want to be a dom at the tender age of 40. Here's the thing. I'm an entertainment business professional. I used to be a creative, but when I was young, the business was different than it is now. The internet wasn't king and getting a chance was hard.
Okay.
So I settled and now I work behind the scenes like corporate office. Think the only black person in the room. I've been in business for 16 years and I've never reached my full potential. It's really sad, but I never moved up to a certain point and I don't make much money. Think the office manager, personal assistant. I'm also... I also grew up in a very horrible neighborhood of a major city in the northeast section of the country.
Should have just said the goddamn city.
I know.
That was a lot of goddamn...
The northeast, the northeast section of the country.
New York, bitch.
I never had support in my career from family or friends. They usually don't understand, too busy trying to survive, and it's always been lonely. Therefore, once I got a steady income, as steady as a low-level position in the entertainment business can provide, I've never stepped outside of it again. Never really got close to many people at work either because I'm different, never mingled. Everybody would be going out. And I didn't because I don't fit in. Damn, bitch, get to the point. I honestly just work too much because I'm good at my job. But when I'm off, I live in reality. So I have cousins who have abusive baby daddies and are on Section 8.
She is saying a whole goddamn lot. Where are we going?
You said, are we going to do this one? You were like, yeah, that's good.
Bitch, you said it was about a woman in her 40s wanting to be dominatrix. I didn't know we was about to hear about Section 8.
God damn it, maybe it'll get good.
Go.
We buy seafood with their food stamps and do hair in the basement. Friends who have criminal records and can't find jobs. Little cousins who call to prison. I'm sorry. I just can't believe this is so bad. Anyway, my two worlds don't meet because one is too ghetto, but it's where I come from. The other is bougie. They don't really like
me
anyway.
Okay, girl, but you want to be a dominatrix. Is that the question?
Depression sets in. Anxiety stirs. They're really bad. The men I work with overlook me. I'm really nothing to them. The women who aren't like me, why do I deserve?
She needs to see a therapist. This is a prize.
I used to hide my shortcomings and fears and insecurities, but in the name of self-care, I can't anymore. I'm bursting at the seams. It spills all over my natural life. Men take advantage of me. I'm overweight. I hate this word, but the doctor says obese. I have PCOS.
Bro. You ain't read this before you picked a bitch? God damn.
I use sex as a remedy for my shortcomings.
Okay, go to the last paragraph. just skip to the last paragraph.
Skim it.
Okay, younger guys think I'd be a sugar mama. Really, my weight and my age is bothering me. My last relationship. Fuck that. I was in therapy last year.
Okay, bitch, go to the last sentence.
All in all.
I want to explore the world of domination.
Okay. All right. Now we're getting there. Now we're getting there. There's a little... Let me see this.
Wait. Read it, Eden.
I can't.
Was this a book?
Right. She sent us a...
Just get to it.
Read the last sentence. Right.
My eyes are filled with water. I can't.
All right, here. I'll do this. Are there different kinds of doms? I feel like there are. Like small time versus big time. I want safe, shiny, grand, high profile. I thought about going to sex parties to mingle.
Okay.
But I don't know of any, and I've never been to one, and I don't want to end up at some shady house party. Can you just go and be unseen? Discreet and safe. I don't live in the Northeast anymore.
Okay.
And I now live in the South. Atlanta, okay, to be exact.
Okay.
Oh. These people down here are so sexual, I'm sure I can find my footing. I just need direction.
Okay. Goddamn. You need a therapist, first of all. First and foremost.
She said it, but we didn't see what happened with therapy.
Yeah, no, it's not working for her. She just projected everything in an email to Horrible Decisions. I guess the title sounded good, but you didn't scroll. Because goddamn it.
It really sounded like it was going to be fun. So no, 40 is not too old to be a dom.
Agreed.
I think that's not, like, I know you were saying your age makes you insecure. I
40 is not old. I mean,
well, now she's 40 is not old.
Because a bitch about to be 30 this year. I got to sit here and really? Be like, yeah.
Meanwhile, she literally calls my nigga Old Bay.
Because first off, called him Old Bay. I mean, I don't talk to no nigga that's 40. That's what
the gaslighters do. Yeah, blame you. So anyway, I don't think 40 is too old. I also think that your weight should be celebrated. Like Lisa Spliffson came on and she was a big girl, and that bitch is getting money from being a fucking dom. So I would first find a bunch of doms online that you can follow. Mm-hmm. You could also pay to figure out like how to get your way in there. Like they'll fucking pay you. Like they'll take money for some convo and be able to teach you what's going on and shit like that. Like pay women for their shit. You know what I'm saying?
You can also look up femdom. It's FEMME dom. The hashtag. And when you look up the hashtag, you can find people that way. You can go on Twitter, and a lot of people do just tweet like dominatrix stuff,
tips and
like,
shit. Yeah,
yeah, like they're very dominant, and even just their presence online.
You have to find a dungeon, though. So,
I'm going away.
That's what you just
said. I'm going to a dungeon tonight, so you guys will hopefully be able to hear that story. I'm going with King Noir, and he's gonna have one of his subs with him, a service sub. I'm gonna learn all these lingos and shit, but I'm excited because I've never been to a dungeon before. And it's one of those where it's like invite only, so it's like very. And Ashley might join us. Ashley Chubby Bunny, who are gonna be hearing.
Who's also a big girl who I can definitely see being a dom, but I don't know if she is.
So I'm excited because we're gonna do this dungeon. But yeah, I would say look in your king space. Oh, so in Atlanta, do you know any places in Atlanta?
I don't, but I know that whenever I need to get a sewing, this girl comes over, and I fucking found out that she knows Dash, who was one of her doms,
right?
And she was like, yo, I work in a dungeon. I'm like, bitch, I've known this bitch for like 2 years. I had no idea. So she found an ad for like a sex operator type of thing, or someone to run like a club, and then she gets there and they were looking for doms. So you've got to like work with how you can, like trying to figure shit out, you know what I mean, like through gigs or whatever on Craigslist, and that's how you can find the dungeons.
Well, there's that, but I would also say in Atlanta, just go to Trapeze is a sex club. So a lot of people will be in there in character, so you may meet someone who's in leather, or you'll see men are going there to explore and have these fun sexual experiences.
And they probably have a BBW night if you feel weird about your weight and you want to, like,
in New York specifically, there's a BBW night at Caligula.
Most sex clubs, I feel like, because why not? Like, I can understand being in a space where you feel like nobody's gonna fucking look like you, and you want other people that are fucking into you. So it's like, throw a night for me, nigga.
But also, if you go to the sex club, explore there. So before you start maybe getting into where people are trying to pay you for services, test out your dom personality at Trapeze. You can go in there with leather on, you can go in there with a mask, you can go in there with a whip, and make it known that you want to dominate someone.
Okay, I think it can really be fun. Bad. I just started skimming through it, and she's like, I'm torn between wanting kids a husband, and basically I'm emotionally and professionally being down. I feel pathetic
that's
in
her.
My eyes.
Listen, we're just saying, if you want to become a dime, you can be. I'm not going to sit here and give her a therapy session. I'm sorry.
Well, here, actually, funny you said that you can't give it to her because she's... I work 14-16 hours is what she would have to pay, is the money she would spend for each visit, basically $100 a week, $400 a month. She's like, I work 14-16 hour days, so I'm not working, so like, what the fuck can I do but spend money on a
trip? She has a lot going on.
Maybe she feels like beating someone up will make her feel better. And
if you want to be a dom or in that space, we have a episode coming up where you guys are going to be able to hear from a guest named Liquid. And she is in the space to where she can provide you with information. Also,
well, maybe we can give you her
also,
email.
Also, we did have Mistress Marley on here as well, who you guys will be seeing or hear. Anyways, we working with Mr. Smalley on some shit, too. But, so, again, look into some of our past guests. There's Lisa Splifson. There's so many of our guests that are in that space. They're confident. They're dom women. And not only are they a part of the community, but they're making money doing it. So, again, listen to those episodes. She got a lot going on. Yeah. A whole lot going on.
I just can't believe we weren't done.
But yeah, so there's our advice. Just look into the lifestyle. There's so many things that you can look online for.
If you can Google it. If you cannot get into dom work, you could write something. I think
clearly, because she wrote a goddamn
honestly,
book.
Honestly, you could start like a fake Twitter, like a Finsta. I have a Finsta of like me, but it's not me. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I brought it up in the episode with B. Simone. Like, I know a lot of industry people with Finstas.
Yes, yeah, so you can like add your like pictures, whatever you want. So like it's stuff I'm doing, but it's not really my face. And it's like close friends or whatever. You can start like your Finsta fake Twitter. What would you
call it? It's a fake Insta.
What would you call a fake Twitter?
Finsta.
Though?
A Finsta.
A Twitter?
Twitter.
Not a Twitter.
Because you can't be a Finsta.
Y'all
that's
so annoying.
What would you call it?
A bot.
That's no.
They still...
Because it's not a troll page.
God damn it.
Because a troll like page is like that someone that has no that. Followers bot, that just be bot. Talking shit to people. Not like a troll page, but like an actual...
You could be like the lady on Fuck Them Cats. Kill Them Cats. What's that documentary?
Yes, Body Moon.
Body Moon. Yeah, she had a whole
Body like, Move. Sorry.
What is the goddamn name of that goddamn documentary?
Don't Fuck With Cats.
There we go.
Yeah, Don't Fuck With Cats.
I said Fuck Them Cats. Same shit. Y'all know what the hell
so,
I was
no,
talking
start
about.
Start one, right? You could post your pictures.
It is Twitter.
Oh, it's Twitter?
It is Twitter.
Twitter, bitches.
Oh, perfect.
We got Twitter.
Start it. Put some pictures up of yourself. Tag FemDom. Start seeing if you can get some money. Listen to that episode with Taylor. I think it's 126, maybe. And, like, get those tips. Have niggas, like, fucking pay you to do that shit. That'll probably make you feel better, bitch. I'm guessing if you're not able to go out and actually do it.
Right. Well, again, before we get out of here, we are looking forward to seeing all of you guys live in a motherfucking action. So, 118, we are in Detroit. That is this Saturday. On the 22nd, which is a Tuesday, we will be in Chicago. Then, of course, we are rounding out January in none other than New York City. So Friday is sold out, but get your tickets for Saturday. That is January the 25th at Sony Hall. It is going to be a fucking fun-filled event. And then, of course, Texas, where everything is bigger, even the dicks. We're going to be in Dallas on the 20th, and we're going to be a mother... The biggest dick in the world that I'm finna see is in Houston on the 23rd. So, again, Texas, where everything is bigger, we coming to y'all. Keep buying them tickets. Dallas, y'all are strong. I'm so excited to go to Dallas. And that is my second home with my second family. So, Dallas, I'm excited to come. Haven't been there since, I think, last year, Thanksgiving or some shit like that. But, again, looking forward to coming to Dallas, looking forward to seeing all of you guys. And again, within either the end of this week or the top of next week, we will be dropping tickets for Atlanta, New Orleans, Toronto, LA, San Francisco, Charlotte, Orlando, y'all. And I don't know which ones I just repeated. But also, I want to shout out to all of our patrons. Thank you, motherfucking motherfuckers. We're leaving y'all with a bonus clip. If you guys are all caught up and want 3 bonus episodes a month, Weezy and I give y'all more content. So that's 3 bonus episodes every month. Go to patreon.com/horrible decisions. That is the only way to find us because it's 18 plus. Our community shares porn. We have a community board. They meet up before and after our live shows. And it is also the only place that gives you an access code for our pre-sale tickets.
We should figure out if patrons are going to fuck somebody. Like, two patrons fuck each other. That'd be great. Like,
yeah, no. Well, there's a whole group chat for our top tier patrons, and they be in there rocking with each other, happy. Like, there's like whole ass friendships and relationships being built. One of our patrons even said that another patron is flying her out.
What? So,
yes, bitch.
From the group chat?
Yes. No, they DM'd me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, good. They DM'd me and was like, listen, actually, I think she said not to mention it, but I didn't say the name. But yeah, one of our patrons is flying another patron out, and it's some shit. I didn't hear the
update. Don't worry, there's a few thousand of y'all.
There's quite a bit. But anyways, yes, we are going to leave you guys with a 5-minute bonus clip. So check it out. And once again, this has been another episode of Horrible Decisions.
Peace.
Bye.
We're having a great time. I'm on the beach. Tall white guy walks by. I'm like, did I fuck him? And sure enough, I did. It was Sick Nipple Fuck, who I literally must have spoken to existence because we talked about
him. You just recently brought that name up.
I have not seen his face in a year, and I haven't fucked him for almost two. And I'm in Tulum, and I see him. I'm like, holy shit. So, yo, my friends was like, bitch, the voice you put on. I was like, oh my God, hi. He comes over. He's like, he can't believe he's seeing me either. So he's like, what are you guys doing tonight? Now, real ass bitch, give a fuck about a nigga. I was like, yo, I want to come. He invited me to this party. I was like, I want to come, but I'm with my friends. He's like, bring them. I'm like, there's eight of them. He's like,
oh, that's deep, bitch.
No, I know. I'm like, I'm not leaving my friends. Plus, it was all gay niggas. Like, right. I don't want to. He was like, done. I'll put them on. I'll figure it out. I'll put them on a list. We go to this fucking beach party. Nigga, it's lit. I'm fucking. Everybody's high as fuck. I'm like, you know what? I'm in a Molly mood. That's what I'm going for. Wow. So I fucking find the Mexican drug dealer. You can always spot a plug. You know what I'm saying? The plugs have a look. They just do.
Just her. Right. Me and Benson are looking at each other like, no, just you. Just you can spot the plug. True?
No, think about when you go to the fucking hip hop club.
I've never been able to do it.
Not drugs. Okay, maybe drugs, I'm saying. But like, for real. You go to the club. You know the nigga that sells dope. Are you telling me you don't, Mandy?
No.
I don't just pick up rando, you know?
Not like, random. I was in Mexico. Look, I'm living my life. Anyway.
Yeah, right. Just say that. Look, we're all just like, no, just say you live a dangerous life because no, I'm not just.
Bro, you're telling you me you can't spot the plug. Come on.
Bro, no, not me. First off.
Maybe you're not looking for it, but you could tell when a nigga sells dope.
I can smell them when they walk by.
I can't tell when niggas.
Listen, so I'll be honest with you.
We got how many patrons?
It doesn't matter.
What are y'all niggas
doing?
I'll
be honest with you, though. But to me, like, if I'm at a place with all black people, I'm also not the one that just wants to assume everyone there sells drugs. So I'm not going to ask, yo, you selling? Like, because then it's kind of like,
I'm just saying,
you know what I mean? You're with me? You're with me?
Man, so look, my fucking drug radar was on, and I found
it. Listen, I'm not just walking up to a nigga, and because he black, like, you selling?
Hold
like,
on,
no.
So,
you could be a clown for all I know.
You know what I mean? Like, nah, bro.
Man, whatever.
You live a dangerous life.
He had, like, a tattoo on his neck, and he didn't speak no English. I'm like, he got it. So I go up to him. I'm like, hola. And he know I want some fucking shit. And he's like, come on. We're like, okay.
Now, let's do this. All right, I'm the drug dealer. All right.
Okay, now I'm doing hand signals. Right? So he's like, how do you say, how do you, como what? Que
como estas?
No, what did he say?
Haciendo drogas.
Que quiere, something like that?
Que quiere droga? Okay, si. Quieres algo?
Que quiere, whatever he said. Que, and I was quieres... like, look. So he points at his nose. I was like, no, that could kill me here. And then he points to the weed. I'm like, no, I know it's not that good. So I'm trying to do like a popping pill motion.
What is it? You just hit your fucking mouth like an Indian.
Yeah. I know I did. I was like
that is not.
Bitch, so I
first of all,
my
that's
mouth.
Native American, Mandy.
We are not going
to
do that.
If she said an Indian, I just let it go. You're having a rough day.
Oh, wait, they are. They're not the same.
We're
wow.
Not.
Okay, my bad. You're whoa. Right. Wait, Indian.
And so, the clip.
You're right. Native American, my bad. Yes.
So, nigga. He's like,
oops.
Oh, first of all, you could have done this.
Molly. He's wow. Like, see. So he hands me this Molly.
Molly is just as scary as no
but here's
shit.
What I did. I was like, let me figure out. Right, so
bad Molly is really bad.
Damn,
Molly.
Listen
okay,
to
go
me.
Ahead.
I did some
go.
Smart shit.
Okay, what's your smart shit? Because so she ain't had no test kit with her. So let's.
No, I didn't. And I only do Molly on test kits. I haven't had Molly in like 3-4 years. I was just in a Molly mood. So I'm like, okay, what am I going to do, right? So all my gays like, no, bitch, we'll do some coke or something, but like, I ain't about to swallow it and let it last 8 hours. I was like, fuck, you right. Okay, so here's what I did. I found some white bitch. Shout out to my white girls that listen to this pod. I wouldn't have done it to you. But I found some white bitch. I was like, yo, I got some Molly. You want to try it? Because I've never had it. Do you want to see if it's good? Like, blah, blah, blah. Do you know 3 girls said yes immediately?
They're idiots.
They're in Mexico.
They are in Mexico.
That's how I felt. So I mean, I give it to one girl. I'm
wait,
like,
how
I'm,
big is it that you could share it with 3 bitches?
I bought a lot.
Oh, you bought a lot.
It's okay. Pesos. So anyway.
Yeah, how much, wait, how much pesos? Do you mind if I ask
I don't know. I probably spent like 80. I don't know, man.
Son, the peso to dollar ratio is crazy.
She
yo.
Spent a million pesos. It was really $3.
Yeah. I don't know what I spent, but it felt right. So anyway, I get this fucking girl, I'm like, right, I give it to her. I'm like, go take it, like mix it in your drink because I knew it would hit her faster and I wanted to see if it was good. So I'm like, she dies, whatever.
Wow. You running trials in Mexico, son?
What else was I supposed to do?